Spiritual leader and author Ram Dass has died. He was an icon of the 60s counterculture movement for his research of psychedelics. Then he became a teacher, spreading a message of mindfulness and unconditional love. He died Sunday in his home in Maui at 88 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Ram Dass's spiritual teachings talked people through big concepts.
Love everybody. Serve everybody and remember God.
That's Dale Borglum, the director of the Living Dying Project, a nonprofit he started with Ram Dass that offers spiritual support for people who are dying.
He had this remarkable ability to take these complicated teachings from the East and explain them in ways that Westerners could fully understand and incorporate into their lives.
Ram Dass liked to use himself as an example. He was born in 1931 and gave this lecture in California about the body.
All your thoughts, your body, this is a 1931 model that is decaying in a perfectly lawful and orderly fashion.
He talks about thinking about yourself beyond your physical form.
And you feel yourself caught in stuff that's just happening to you. You didn't ask for it. If you think you are the form.
When Ram Dass, born Richard Albert, was a professor in Harvard's psychology department, he was successful. He'd earned an upper middle class living with all the stuff that comes with it, but felt a certain malaise, a certain anxiety. One day, he experimented with psychedelic drugs, and he saw himself as separate from his body. He writes in his popular 1971 book, Be Here Now, quote, "I felt a new kind of calmness, one of a profundity never experienced before." In 1960, he got together with colleague Timothy Leary and began researching psychedelic drugs and their effects. He told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1990 about how crucial the surroundings and conditions were.
And then we began to see how set and setting were so important. That a person could have them and have a religious experience. They could use them to escape. They could use them for creative work. They could use them for therapeutic change.
The two were fired in 1963 for giving drugs to students, but they continued their research in a mansion in upstate New York, drawing a crowd. Albert eventually burnt out of the psychedelic drug scene, and there was a falling out with Leary, so he took a trip to India in 1967. There, he learned about yoga and meditation and found his guru, whom he called Maharaji, who gave Albert the name Ram Dass, meaning servant of God. Ram Dass came back to the United States and began teaching. At first, he wore white robes and sported a long beard, but he eventually abandoned the look. He started groups like the Living Dying Project and the Prison Ashram Project, which connected volunteers and incarcerated people, and the Siva Foundation, which focused on public health in developing nations, as a way of expressing his spirituality.
I think I wanted to renounce my lack of compassion for the have-nots that came out of my middle-class fears. I didn't grow up in a family that had great social concerns. I mean, we were charitable, but we weren't really caring in that way.
In 1997, he suffered a stroke that made moving and speaking difficult for him. He had to learn to depend on people. He invited people to come to his home in Maui. He started using the internet, guiding meditations on YouTube, posting lectures on his podcasts. He was uncomfortable with his status as an icon. He was, after all, just a mere mortal. But for his followers and friends, he was a conduit for something bigger than mortality. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.